With Election Day just around the corner, the media has increased its coverage, producing some critical stories about Trump. They seem to be focusing their efforts on the final push, potentially influencing voters in the last moments. The New York Times initiated with a significant story, alleging that Trump shared classified information with Mar-a-Lago club members and guests. They base this on unnamed sources. It's a serious claim, but without identified sources, it's challenging to assess its credibility. Following suit, ABC News presented their own report on Trump. They're suggesting that he discussed sensitive nuclear sub-information with foreign officials. Again, it's based on anonymous sources. These stories are attracting attention, but they're also prompting questions about the timing and reliability of these claims. Trump's team is responding, calling these reports ridiculous, and suggesting the media is attempting to influence the election. They raise a valid point. The timing of these stories does appear questionable. Meanwhile, the Biden camp is attempting to leverage these allegations. They're promoting the narrative that Trump poses a national security risk, hoping it will resonate with voters. It's a common political strategy, but its effectiveness remains to be seen. The situation has sparked discussions about journalistic ethics and the media's role in elections. Some are questioning whether these stories represent genuine investigative journalism or attempts to influence public opinion. As we approach the final phase of the campaign, it's evident that both sides are intensifying their efforts, and the media is deeply involved. Voters will need to carefully consider the information presented to make informed decisions. One thing is certain: this election is likely to be closely contested until the very end.